So, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, is saying that the Brexit deal is 95% complete. But of course, does it matter if it's 99% complete if the Irish border issue isn't sorted? The Sunday newspapers were full of anonymous claims that Theresa May is facing a bloody end to her prime ministerial career. She was said to be in a killing field, facing assassination, was ordered to bring her own noose to a show trial convened by backbench Tory MPs. If you even think of that language that the newspapers are using, there were some commentators over the weekend saying to me that it's disgusting language, and even that language should not be used in political parlance in this day and age. And clearly, the dangerous connotations that there could be around some of that language has disturbed quite a few people. Let's come back to the actual Brexit vote itself, though. Speculation that up to 750,000 people took part in the march in London, demanding what they call a people's vote on the final agreement. I had Alistair Campbell with me at the weekend, and I was challenging Mr. Campbell even about this term, people's vote. Was the referendum that happened a couple of years ago not a people's vote? What's the difference between the referendum and what they're now calling what they want insofar as a people's vote? Now, the former Labour Minister, Lord Adonis, the ex-Conservative Minister and broadcaster, Wina Curry, will be with us this morning. Let's start with Lord Adonis today. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Stephen.
Good morning again. Well, you saw the amount of people on the streets, and yet it is for government not to go with a populist opinion or to follow a march. It's for Theresa May, surely, to honour what the Prime Minister at the time, David Cameron, said, which was there will be a referendum, this is a one-off, and we will respect the result.
Well, it's actually for Parliament, because it's Parliament that will have to decide what to do when Theresa May comes back with her agreement with the European Union, or no agreement if the talks break down, in a few weeks' time. And those terrible statements that you were reading out just a moment ago about what might happen to Theresa May, it's very important to understand they're all coming from Conservative MPs. They were, the newspapers are reporting, I've got no reason to think that they were lying about the reports, what Conservative MPs are saying privately about the position of Theresa May at the moment, which is clearly very weak. And what's very clear is that if Theresa May brings back a deal of any kind that we can see at the moment, and it's hard to see what that deal would be in the other 5%, because she still hasn't got an answer to the Irish border. But if it's broadly around the Chequers' plan of keeping us in some kind of customs arrangement but leaving the rest of the EU, it looks as if that's going to be voted down. It could be voted down by a combination of Labour MPs on my side who don't like it because it's taking us too far away from the European Union and doesn't give us a good enough answer to the Irish border, but also Conservative MPs who won't like it because it still involves staying in a customs arrangement with the EU. So it looks at the moment as if she's being squeezed from both sides. And that lurid language, which you were quoting from Conservative MPs, are right-wing Conservative MPs who are absolutely desperate not to vote for any deal that involves a continuation of the European Customs Union.
Edwina Curry, how much stock, good morning, how much stock would you put into the march in London?
Oh, good morning. Well, I don't think the march in London will make a great deal of difference, apart from anything else. It's a demo. It's a demo. Support people's right to march if they wish. But do you know what? If all those Londoners in Tower Hamlets and Camden and Islington had actually turned out to vote in June of 2016, then the result might have been different. The turnouts in those areas were, you know, less than 2/3 of the people who were entitled to vote bothered to turn out, and they were overwhelmed by people in the rest of England who decided that they wanted to vote to leave.
But do you not think they were extraordinary numbers, Edwina?
No, I don't. I don't believe.
You don't?
No, I think that was fake news. Even before the demo had finished, the people who were in charge were busy tweeting that there were 700,000 people there. We're not going to get a police estimate for some time, if at all. And other people on Twitter actually doing a calculation based on satellite pictures suggest it's probably about 200,000. It was a lot of people. There's no doubt about that. And it's lovely doing something like that. You really feel you're surrounded by the entire world. But you know the other 17 million who voted to leave? They weren't there.
Andrew?
Well, I don't, the argument about how many people were there or not, I don't think is matters very much. The critical question is whether MPs are aware that this is a seismic decision that they're taking and that there's massive public feeling on it. And it is a seismic decision and there is massive public feeling. So the question is what they're going to do. Now, you said earlier that Theresa May has a mandate to see through the referendum results 2 years ago. But I'd make two comments on that. The first is she doesn't have a majority in Parliament. She's a minority government. She doesn't even have control of her own party. So at the moment, there doesn't appear to be a parliamentary majority for any deal. But the second thing that becomes clearer and clearer is that the referendum 2 years ago didn't lead to any leave proposition because it was on a general statement about leaving the European Union. But there are 101 ways of leaving the European Union. Most people at the time thought that we would stay in the customs union and the single market. And that's particularly important for Northern Ireland because it's the only way of avoiding a new border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. And the reason why we need a people's vote is because the fact of the matter is nobody had a deal to vote on 2 years ago because there wasn't a deal.
But again, Andrew, you're calling this a people's vote and you're loading it.
I'm very happy to call it a referendum, whatever word you want to use.
Sure, but you haven't, and your campaign hasn't. You're describing this as a people's vote as if it's any more of a people's vote than the referendum or the general election, and it isn't.
They're equally significant. I'm not trying to give one a greater significance than the other. I'm simply pointing up the situation which we're now in.
So do you acknowledge that the referendum itself was the ultimate people's vote?
No, I don't. Because the problem with the referendum 2 years ago is that there was no actual proposition to leave. You know, I did spent half an hour yesterday on his LBC show with Nigel Farage. Nigel couldn't even agree with Boris Johnson and Jacob Rees-Mogg on whether we should be paying the European Union an exit fee. Boris says we should be. Nigel says we shouldn't be. This is an absolutely fundamental issue about how we leave the European Union. Now, there was no proposition put to the people 2 years ago. When there is a proposition, when Theresa May's negotiated one, the right thing, I think, then, is for that actual proposition to go to the people, because it will be the first time that the voters have seen what leave is going to mean for the Irish border, for the customs union, for their own jobs and livelihoods, for the rights of European citizens living here.
Okay, well, let's Stephen, say that we respond to this.
Stephen, I've never heard such a load of muddle in all my life. How on earth this would provide some kind of clarity? Goodness only knows. Suppose there was a vote put in exactly the way that is being described. Supposing there was something in the deal you didn't like, you would vote against it, wouldn't you? And that will mean that, no, hang on a minute, you had to go. And that would mean that actually the odds are very, very strong that the vote would come out as no. And if the vote comes out as no, then we leave the EU with no deal at all, which is presumably not what you want. I mean,
It is true.
I'm sorry, I was a parliamentarian for a lot longer than you. This is how it works. In any case, what we really don't know.
Parliament would decide the question. The only viable question to put to the people
is the Prime Minister's
treaty as against staying in the EU.
Sure, but you'd end up with the same kind of mess that you ended up with on the reform of the House of Lords, which nobody could agree because there wasn't a majority for any particular proposition. So you've ended up with an entirely appointed House of Lords, which is what nobody wanted. So you get into a real mess.
Tangents. We're not talking about the House of Lords. We're talking about...
I'm making a comparison. You've done this before. You're perfectly capable in Parliament of completely messing everything up. The people out there are saying no.
That's true. It is being messed up at the moment. That's absolutely true. But if there's a referendum proposition where the choice is...
Well, there was, and you lost it.
If there's a referendum proposition where the choice is Theresa May's treaty, which of course didn't exist 2 years ago, so we didn't know what the exit deal was going to be, as against staying in the EU, that will have a very clear outcome. Only one side can win. And whichever side
you will end up with no treaty whatsoever. You will end up with the EU, with us leaving.
We'll end up staying in the EU, which is what I think the majority.
No, that's what you want.
Including the overwhelming majority of people.
Well, your leader doesn't want that, does he? Your leader has always voted against the EU. He sees it as a capitalist conspiracy.
Do you know, it doesn't matter what my leader wants. If this goes to the people, it's the people who will decide. It's not the leader of the Labour Party or indeed Theresa May. This is a far bigger issue than Jeremy Corbyn or Theresa May. This is the whole
You're simply trying to change the result of a referendum that was held getting on for 18 months ago and which was very clear indeed.
Let's see what we're saying at home this morning. Here's Barry. Morning, Barry.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, my problem is that the referendum result was never respected in the first part with regards to Scotland and Northern Ireland because they both voted to remain. If Theresa May keeps going on with this catastrophe of a Brexit, what is then going to happen is my country is going to then become independent, which will then cause problems for Northern Ireland because not only will they have a hard border with the Republic of Ireland, they'll then have another hard border because they'll then go into the EU and to Scotland and then have to cross the border again and go into England. Has no one thought this whole Brexit process through at all?
And Robert and Carrickfergus. Morning, Robert.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, if they have the second vote, I think they'll win hands down to remain in the EU for a simple reason. Like myself, I'll not vote again because my democratic right to vote will be ignored after the first thing. And I think everybody on Theresa May's back, they all should be behind her because the vote was taken as United Kingdom. So instead of fighting with her, they should be behind her. And the boys that walked out, Farage and Johnson and your man Davis and all, they should be pulled to account because they wanted us out too.
Robert, thank you. Barry, thank you. Lord Adonis, Edwina Curry, thank you very much indeed.